make little adjustments to elevate your level of health, would you do it? I'm Dr. Melissa Longo, and I believe your health is the most important asset that you have. And healthy living doesn't have to be complicated. Each episode, I'll share tips from my practice and personal life to help you rock your physical and emotional health and give your body what it needs to thrive. Hey everyone, I'm going to say welcome back, but I think I'm really saying welcome back to me. If you've listened to this podcast ever, if you've been following it, you'll realize that the last episode was May 2020. And since then, I've been very busy doing other things. Obviously, a lot of things were different in the world. If I were to take you back to why I pressed pause on this podcast without really making any kind of announcement or anything. You know, back in 2020, if y'all recall, it was a little bit of a different time for many of us. My practice had been closed for a couple of months because of the pandemic, and we were just getting set to reopen. And when I reopened in May of 2020, after having about 10 weeks off, there was a lot to take care of. There was a lot of people who had massive amounts of stress, as you can imagine, immune compromise, recurrence of old symptoms. You know, I'm very much a holistic practice all the time, but what I found myself doing when the practice reopened was a lot of emotional and mental support, and even continuing and also, you know, supporting people physically, clinically, through helping them regain the health that they had lost or other injuries that they had suffered while the office was closed. But for the next months and months and months and months, that trend continued. You know, the amount of stress that I saw on people, that I observed within families, it didn't change, obviously. And we're not going to go through all of those times, and we don't want to kind of go backwards except to learn from things, right? But the reason I'm sharing this with you right here is I needed to press pause on some of the other things I was doing for the practice because I was really busy in the practice, and not only physically busy, but emotionally and mentally quite full, you know, with what I how I was supporting people in addition to clinical practice. And as if you know anything about me, if you've read stuff from me, if you've been in my practice, if you've heard me speak at events, I'm very much a kind of person who was going to tell you the truth, but I'm going to live the life that I'm telling you to live as well. I'm not going to, you know, walk the walk and, you know, or what's the saying here? I'm not going to talk the talk and not actually walk the walk. So when I tell people you need to be able to respect your own boundaries, you need to have time for recovery, you need to make sure you're hydrating and walking and moving and doing all the things that the body needs to thrive, I also do all those things for myself. And I knew that I was at my full capacity in practice. And also because I was busy, you know, the need for doing extra things to support the growth of the practice wasn't really there either. So that's why there was a pause. The other reason there was a pause for the podcast was that when I'm not in my clinical practice, I have a whole other business where I work consulting with other healthcare professionals and supporting their business growth and their lifestyle and even how they expand themselves online. And during the pandemic, you can imagine a lot of practitioners were out of physical practice because they were forced to be closed with the lockdowns. But that just made them more excited and open and driven to pursue their online business or to enhance their clinical practice in similar ways that I was doing with my own practice online. So I got very busy supporting other doctors and other practitioners as well. And, you know, again, there's only so many hours one person has. So all of this to say, I'm happy to be back here. The reason I've brought this podcast back, and I'll be honest, it's not going to be at the same frequency that I was producing it in the past. I'm committing to creating something new for you every month that aligns with the things that I'm seeing in my practice. A big reason that I started this podcast was because I have very similar conversations in my practice. And it may be on nutrition, it may be on movement, it may be on stress, it may be on mama life or lifestyle balance or pediatric care or geriatric care. And I'm of the opinion if more people could hear some of the suggestions that I have, if it can help one other person, I would love to just have that chance to do that. And so my goal is to now start sharing with you some consistent things that I see in the practice and use this as a forum to answer some of the most common questions that I have in my practice for the people that I see physically in my practice, but also for you if you're listening and you're looking to make some changes in your own health, you know, we're always certainly very happy to find you referrals or find you practitioners in all disciplines wherever you live as well. The whole idea of adjusting your health is to make small changes. You know, an adjustment is a small movement that we do as chiropractors with very, very powerful effects on the body. And I certainly believe that there are small adjustments you can make to your lifestyle that when they add up together, really stack into some powerful changes for your overall health. So that's the goal with this podcast. I'm always open to your ideas, to your feedback, to your topics. It helps me create, shows that are relevant to you, that are going to give you some of the solutions that you're looking for. And honestly, I love hearing some of your ideas because it keeps me engaged with you and it forces me to learn some things or consider my thoughts on a topic that I might not otherwise do. So please feel free to reach out. We love to hear from you. What I thought I would do today, since it has been a little while since I recorded this podcast, is to basically share with you some of the most common things I say to people on any given day or week in my practice. And if you've been in my practice, you've probably heard one of these things. And if you've not been in my practice, that's also okay. You may have heard this, you know, from your own practitioners, because some of the things I share in here, you know, they're not new information. You're just going to maybe hear it a different way today as you listen to it. Then you may have been able to receive it at another point in time. Or perhaps the way that I explain it may just connect with you in a different way than if someone else were to explain it. You know, my message has always been, you have the power to live an abundantly healthy life and to work within the limitations that your body sometimes give you and to support it as best as possible. I do believe that it's always more powerful to get to the cause of problems than just simply treat the effects. And I also believe that health comes by choices that we make and not by random chance. So, you know, the whole conversations we're going to have here are given that context of information and given that approach. And it may not be the approach that's right for you, and that is absolutely okay. Guess what? You can hit pause. You can hit stop on this recording right now. You can disengage if this is not the right message for you based on where you're at in your life or just your own personal philosophies for health. That's okay. I just want you to have an idea, if you've never heard me before, if you're still new to my practice, where some of these ideas have come from and why I built my life helping people live a healthier life, including my family as well. So when I talk about the most common things I say to people, they may or may not have been things that you've heard before, but please keep an open mind and just see how they fit with you today. All right, friends, let's dive in. The first thing I always say to people is healing takes time. And I know that can often be met with some frustration because more often than not, we want things. We are a society of wanting instant gratification. And you may or may not have had the experience of working with a healthcare professional and having your symptoms resolved immediately. And that is amazing. And that is certainly something I have seen in my practice. I see it with kids all the time, see it with adults, even with seniors, but we can't guarantee it. Because the thing that we don't know as practitioners is what your body is actually doing on the inside. We're making everything, all the decisions on what you need clinically based on what we can see and how we can assess you and the feedback and the that your body gives us as well as what you give us. But we're actually, we don't have microscopes going inside your body. We don't know what your body is actually going to work on first when we start to restore proper neurological function and biomechanical motion patterns. Typically, it puts out the pain first, absolutely. But what will also happen as time goes on is your function and your mobility will start to improve. And that's when the real magic starts to happen with healing. So what I want you to take from this is, you know, healing always takes time and it may take a few visits. It may take one or two visits. It may take months of visits. We don't know, but this is where a clinical exam and an objective testing and all the information that we gather as practitioners comes into play. Because it gives us a chance to give you our best estimate about what we expect your body to go through and how we expect your body to heal. That doesn't mean we can wave a magic wand and that's exactly what is going to happen. Because this falls into my second thing I often say. So number one is healing takes time and I'm just going to always encourage you to be patient with it. Don't give up. Your body always knows what to do with healing energy, with the right environment. It just sometimes needs more time than you would like to give it to actually do the repair that it is doing. And if you have concerns about the progress and the speed of your healing, you need to have this conversation with your practitioner, right? Whether that's me or someone else, you need to be able to have an open dialogue and have your questions answered. And if it's not a method or a technique or a practice that's giving you the results that you want in the timeline that you want, then there may be other things that you can do that can speed up the healing. Or it may just be that the healing is exactly on target and you can change the symptoms with some other things that you could be doing. But in any event, please remember that your body is amazing and healing just takes time. The second thing that I often say to people is, what are you doing when you're not in the practice? And how may that be affecting your results? See, again, we can't wave magic wands. You know, you're on our adjusting tables and adjust you and, you know, you feel better or you make some changes and you're positive and the body starts the healing process. But then if you go home and you're sitting on your sofa for the next 6 hours, or you're not sleeping, or you're eating really toxic food, or your level of mental and emotional stress is really high, or you're sitting all day driving, you know, to work, whatever, you know, the habits that you have when you're not in our practice always is going to have an impact on the way your body heals. And it's really important that you're able and willing to recognize that piece of the puzzle. Taking responsibility for your health is always in your hands, and our job is to help guide you with some of those things that you can be doing. But please don't minimize the practitioner if they are doing the very best job that they can to get you well, but you're really not giving your body the time for recovery or the food it needs or the stress management or just simply the ergonomics or the home care exercises they want you to do. You know, especially my office, but we're a partnership model of care. So I'm going to provide clinical care and guidance, and the partnership that you need to come to the table with is what you're willing to do as well. Now, again, you are the one in charge of your health, no one else. You may be listening to this thinking, you know what, lady, I'm doing everything I can, and all I can do is get myself to your office, and that is all I can give. I'm not ready to change anything else in my health yet. To which I say, okay, I hear you, no problem. Your results are going to always be reflective of that. And some people come in, and they could come in multiple times a week for years and years and years because that is all they're willing to change or invest in their health. So please understand, I'm not knocking you if that's where you're at today. What I'm just encouraging you to think about is the things that you're doing when you're not in our practices make a massive difference in the results that you're going to get. And if you're willing to work with us and if you're willing to take some other small steps and change a few other habits, you are going to find that the results are just amplified. And what all of us want for you is to get the best results in the fastest amount of time with the least level of investment of your resources, your finances, and your time. So if we practitioners ever give you advice about things you can do, we're not trying to annoy you. We're really just trying to help you. And you may not be at a place in your life where you're ready to take on any more changes to your lifestyle or your health, and that's okay. But if you can just work with us and make tiny little changes, tiny little adjustments, you're going to find that you get better results. All right. The third thing I find myself saying to people in my practice, and this happens over and over again, it particularly happens when they first come in and we're doing their initial consultation, their assessment, and that is, you know, what's the real problem here? Like, and it's not like, okay, you've got back pain, I understand that, you're having headaches, or your child is having, you know, ear issues, or whatever the concern is with health. I always want to get to the point of, like, what's this really connected to for you? Like, what's it really stopping? Is it really interfering with your work? Is it affecting your relationships? Is it affecting your ability to golf or play with your grandkids? You know, if we can connect to why this problem in your health is actually a problem for you, and also what it's going to do when we resolve it, how it's going to enhance your life long term, that can make such a powerful shift in your commitment to your results and your commitment to your care. And it's okay if you don't know what that answer is right now. Some people just come in, they're like, look, doc, just get me out of pain. I've had these headaches for weeks. Can you help me? Yes, absolutely we can. And sometimes people aren't ready to think about any other why or any other, you know, connection emotionally to their problem or what it's really inhibiting them to do until I start gently asking them the questions. But my question for you today is, if you have a problem with your health, what is it really connected to? You know, what's the why that you really wanted to get better? Because if you can connect to that why, if you're in business, you've hopefully done this for your business. You understand the why behind what you do. There's lots of talk about that the last few years. But I always want people to talk about it when it comes to their health. Because when you are connected to the why your healing matters, guess what? Your commitment to results, your commitment to making those changes, your commitment to actually taking those steps, like I just talked about in you know, number two, is higher. So ask yourself gently, like, why do you really want to heal? What's the real problem? What is this really stopping? You know, I have a wonderful woman in my practice recently, and she's in her mid-50s, and she had, you know, back pain, sciatic stuff, leg stuff that was just, she's tried everything. And she's getting some massive results right now because of chiropractic care. And she just said to me, I can't believe this has just changed everything. It's my mental health was really on the decline because I was in pain all the time. It was affecting my work, my, you know, my children. It was my marriage. And now she's got hope again. You know, she's got a whole lease on life that is bigger than she could have ever imagined again. And that's because she got connected to why this problem is bothering her so much. She knew she had to make a change. So ask yourself that. All right, the fourth thing that I often say to people is aligned with what I kind of just talked about. You'll see there's a bit of a flow here. But that is, it's not how you feel, it's how you function. Okay, so many times people come into our practices and yes, they may have a mechanical issue. They've heard chiropractic care can help with back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, any kind of pain. And they've been referred by their physician or someone else. But quickly we start to unravel the fact that there are other things that are maybe not ideal in their health that could use some attention. You know, prevention in all parts of life is always worth so much more than reaction and reactive care. So what I mean by that is the kind of care that is just like, let's just put the problem away, let's put the Band-Aid on, and as soon as this problem is gone, great, you've got the results you needed. We're here if you ever need us again. More often than not, the problem is not there. Like I said way at the beginning, healing takes time. True healing takes time. True healing doesn't happen in a couple of weeks or a couple of visits. It can happen in kids that way, in infants, because they've been alive for such a short period of time. Their bodies respond really fast. But for most of us as adults, you know, what needs to happen is the body needs to keep restoring itself to a level of internal balance mechanically, physiologically, that makes sense to it. That's healing. Healing comes from time. It doesn't just come from, you know, the quick fix. So when you start to assess yourself about how you're feeling, you know, it's you're misleading yourself. You know, how many people do you know out there? And I'm sorry if this has happened to you, but you know, people have a loved one that seemed perfectly fine and all of a sudden got a horrible cancer diagnosis, or they just had a fatal heart attack. Fatal. They didn't have the warning signs of cardiac issues. They had a fatal heart attack. So there's plenty of things in the body that, you know, are silent. And so how you're feeling, if you're feeling great, great. But it's not the only indicator of how healthy your body is. In fact, it's often a poor indicator. You know, when I start asking people, well, how are you functioning? We start diving into, well, how often are you having bowel movements? You're getting headaches. Oh, yeah, I have them, you know, just once a week, but that's just normal. Well, actually, you shouldn't have headaches every week. That's not actually normal. We start talking about their reproductive cycles, or we start talking about their sleep patterns or their digestion, you name it. We go through different body systems in my practice, and we start to quickly realize that there's some dysfunction happening. And chiropractic is not a cure for any of these things, but chiropractic is a way to restore proper structure and then function to your body so that your body can just live the way it was designed to and function the way it was designed to. So when you're just assessing your health by how you feel, you may be missing some of the things that could be feeling and functioning better. You just don't know it yet. So please just keep that in mind. Now, this also ties into the next thing that I find myself saying to people. You get to choose how much you benefit, you know, from chiropractic, from acupuncture, from therapy, from nutritional work, from any practitioner, you know, in any practice, certainly in my practice, you are the one in charge of how much you choose to benefit. There's some people that like to just benefit from chiropractic when they have an injury. They know that it feels good. It takes their pain away. It solves their problem. It fits their budget. And when the problem comes back, they know where to come again. And I would much rather people choose that approach than take a bunch of anti-inflammatories or muscle relaxants or numb themselves some way or just ignore it. Chiropractic can help dramatically in those situations. Chiropractic can also help people totally revamp their health. It can help people completely change their movement patterns so that they are less prone to injuries, so that their recovery is higher, so that their mobility is better. They can enjoy their sports, their coordination, their agility, their whole body thrives. those are different approaches to care. And you actually get to choose. There's, you know, sometimes I'll hear people in the practice that say, oh, you know, I was told not to come because once you go to a chiropractor, you always have to go to a chiropractor, or, you know, they're going to try to sell you, you know, this amount of care, and it's not really what I want. Look, I'm in the business of selling health. That's what I sell. But I don't coerce or judge or choose the kind of care that anyone else wants. My job is to give people opportunities to explore what their best options are for themselves, given their commitment level, so their priority level, given their finances and their resources, and given their time. Because if someone wants to really restore their movement patterns, we're talking multiple visits. We're talking, you know, visits that are required to actually facilitate healing are much more frequent than those that are required for just getting the pain gone. So that's always independent of every person. And I want you to know that if you don't feel that way from the practitioner that you're with, you need to have a conversation with them. And if you don't feel like you're being heard, if you don't feel like they can really provide you the kind of care that you want, that resonates with you as a human, according to your values and just who you are. I mean, you are the doctor in your body. You are the one that gets to make these choices. We are here to support you. And so if you're feeling like you can't make an honest choice or you're uncomfortable having these conversations, then I'm going to encourage you to find a different practitioner and make sure that it's clear. You know, I tell people in my practice, look, there's two different paths we can get on here. You just tell me which one you want to get on. And what's most important for me is that we have the same expectation. If you tell me that you just want to get this pain gone and then you'll call me again when you need me, that is a very different expectation than I have from you about what else you're going to do for your health. But also, I know how much I'm likely going to see you. And I know how to manage our relationship a little bit differently. If you come in and tell me that you want to really correct your movement patterns, but you only want to come once a month, then I've got to correct that expectation because that's not going to work. So it's really important to have great communication in any practice. But keep in mind, folks, you are the one that should be able to dictate this conversation. The health is in your hands. So you get to benefit from chiropractic as much or as little as you want. All right. Two more to go. The fifth one I have for you is, you know, stretching isn't sexy. I say this every day because a lot of people love to move their body, right? They love to exercise or do things where I live in a really active community of Collingwood, and people like to lift weights. They like to do their Pilates. They like to run and do their cardio, you know, and I'm convinced that people like to do those activities because of how it makes you feel, but also because of we can see the effects of it, right? If you're lean and muscular, you can see the effects of your weight training. If you can see the effects on your clothes and how they fit. There's definitely a body composition component to why we move our bodies. Personally, for me, it's about performance. It's about knowing that it's the right thing for my body, that we're needing to be moving, not sedentary human beings. But we'll talk about this. There are other shows where I've talked about movement, and we'll certainly address this more as we move forward with the show again. But keep in mind that, you know, stretching, you can't see the effects of stretching, but you can absolutely feel them. Absolutely. And I know it's not sexy. It's not something that everyone wants to do all the time. How many people, they just go and do their workout and they don't warm up, or they go to play golf and they don't really warm up. And I'm just here to remind you that your body is always going to be more supple and more movement oriented and more mobile and less injury prone if the joints and the cartilage and the muscles are actually able to move in the right ranges of motion. And this is where stretching and mobility work come into play. And they're not the same thing. They're very different. But what I'm suggesting to you is have that conversation with me or with your practitioner about the importance of it. And, you know, even though it's not sexy, find a time when you can add it in to something that you are doing. So if you are watching a movie, if you're watching television, anything that you're doing in your day, you know, and those are the biggest recommendations that I give people, is add it into something when you're already being sedentary. Because if you're watching a movie, you could easily take a few minutes and just stretch easily. Do it with your family if you need to. Before bed, if you're going to do, you know, some quiet time, if there's rituals that you love to have. I mean, a lot of people will now get on a bike and read, right? Or they will listen to a podcast or watch a video. So we're already used to kind of multitasking and multipurposing our time. So I would say the same thing with stretching. It's not sexy, but you will gain so much of it out of it. And I would love for people to do it a little bit every day, right? It doesn't have to be, if you can commit yourself to getting to yoga classes and actually classes in longer stretching sessions, amazing, go for it. But if you're feeling like you can't and it's not really that much of an interest to you, still keep in mind that it's going to make a difference in your day-to-day function if you could just add little bits into it. So it may be that, you know, when you're brushing your teeth, you do a couple quick leg stretches. You know, there's lots of different ways in your day-to-day life where we actually have idle time that you can add in some movement practices to it rather than trying to find where you can find more time to add more movement into your day. Okay, hope that makes sense. Okay, everyone, I have one more, I think, and that is you can feel better. Now, you may be sitting here thinking, well, of course I can feel better. No, but I want you to really hear that, because when I say this show is about the 7 most common things that I say to people, it's true. Sometimes people lose hope. They lose perspective on what it means to feel great and function well. You know, they've been told that this is as good as it's going to get, that there aren't any other solutions. And I can tell you, you know, what kind of chiropractors, we see people who were their last resort. Thankfully, you know, in 20 years of practice, I see lots of people now who I'm their first choice. And chiropractic is their first choice for lots of things. But for many people, they have some reservations, or they're not sure, or maybe they haven't had any resources and they've tried everything else. And the saddest thing is when they've lost their hope. And so I really want you to hear this, because I truly believe it. You can feel better. And if you're sitting here listening to this and you're not in a place where you can come see me in my practice, or you can't afford to go see anyone professionally, I'm still going to tell you, you can feel better. There's lots of programs, there's lots of protocols, there's lots of ways that you can access free information to help you start feeling better. When it comes to providing clinical care, I have to remind people this, because people have often been told, you know, that it's as good as it's going to get in life in general. And I don't believe that. I don't buy that. I believe that if our body is healthy and thriving and functioning at its best, it's going to age well. There are certain things that happen with time we can't avoid, but you should be able to feel good until the end of your days. God willing, right? That there's not anything genetically that changes. There's no accidents. If you're doing the things that you can be doing to support your body, and these aren't always easy choices. Again, goes back to what I talked about earlier. The things that you do when you're not in the practice make a massive difference. And hopefully you'll hear some little things in this show that will help you make different choices and have different habits. But it is in your hands and you can feel better. You know, we have a joke as chiropractors that, you know, we're not drug dealers because we don't prescribe pharmaceuticals, but we're hope dealers. Because I can tell you how many stories in 21 years of practice where I have seen people's lives change. I've seen their bodies change. I've seen their children change. I've seen them have faith again in the power that they hold within them to feel and function well, and how that ripples into their work, their relationships, their leisure time. And if there's anything that keeps myself and so many of my colleagues so inspired after so many years of practice, it's seeing that on a consistent basis. And if I have to remind you and remind people in my practice this every day, I still will. But you can feel better and you deserve to. And, you know, without diving into the metaphysical or the mind-body connection in this show, the power that your brain has over your body's ability to heal is powerful. And you can see all the chiropractors and all the physicians and all the doctors that you want. If you don't actually believe that you're going to be well, and you don't actually have the power to feel better and to function better, then it's going to be a lot longer and harder of a process. So please understand that you can feel better. But we are all here to help you find hope and restore it for you again. All right. I will recap these 7 things in the show notes so that you have them. I also, you know, I hope that you took some value from today's show. It's great to have these conversations. If you're in my clinical practice, please be sure to ask me some questions on one of your visits. If you are not in the area, but you have questions, please feel free to reach out. The best way to reach me all the time is directly through the practice website, which is drmelissa.ca. On that website, you will find all kinds of other information, blog posts and resources and videos to support your body's ability to thrive. All right, friends, until the next episode, I'm going to leave you with a tune, because movement is the key to life. And I'm certainly a fan of dancing. And what's going to be in this show here is one of my favorite songs. I like the words as well as the groove. So play it and let your body move a little bit and have yourself a great rest of your day, morning, evening, whatever time of day you find yourself listening to this. We'll catch you soon. So I was so excited to start using Spotify's new feature with podcasting and include a really amazing song for you that I personally love. It is One Republic song, Good Life. It is a song that happens to find itself on every playlist I ever make. I just, like I said in the ending of the show, I love the words, I love the vibe. However, if I use Spotify right now to do this, it is only going to let me publish this podcast on Spotify, which doesn't work for a lot of listeners. So friends, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but go find that song yourself, play it loud, give yourself some movement. And there's a little tiny little beat that you're going to hear after this, if you're still with me at this point of the podcast episode, that maybe for the next 10 seconds will help you just uplift your day.